Summer is here. Welcome to our June newsletter, a time to look forward to better weather and more outdoor activities. In this newsletter, you will see that we have updated our holiday tips booklet and the details of how we can send one to you. The booklet contains details of how to look after yourself and your diabetes when on holiday, whether in this country or abroad. We include an article that questions if insulin makes you fat and a longer than usual from our own correspondence section, as our readers seem to have quite a few points to make. We are also including details of changes to the NHS and details of National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, updated quality standards for type 1 and type 2 diabetes, updated for the first time since 2011. The quality standards help us as patients to understand what good care or support looks like, so that we can feel confident in the care or support we are receiving. They also enable us to ask questions about our care or support based on what we have a right to expect, and to understand our choices and take part in decisions about our care. The 2023 updates identify priority areas for improvement. It is worth noting that for both people with type 1 and people with type 2 diabetes, one of the updates is that adults have the 9 key care processes carried out every 12 months, and very importantly, that they are offered a structured education programme. While this may happen in some areas, it is clear from the phone calls and emails that IDDT receives that many people are not receiving even basic education about diabetes or how to manage it. This especially applies to people with type 2 diabetes. We know that some people are simply told that they have diabetes, told to lose weight, even if they are not overweight, and given metformin tablets with no dietary or lifestyle information. Even worse, they are simply told to go on the internet. We do our best to help when and where we can by listening and sending free information packs, but we are saddened by the fact that people are in this situation. Having said this, we supply our information booklets to healthcare professionals so they can give them to their patients. The numbers of booklets we are sending in this way is increasing, and we are pleased to help in this way. Finally, we report on the latest consignment of items we have sent to Ukraine, and say a huge thank you to everyone who has sent in-date, unwanted items to help people with diabetes.